RadioRadio.com. Yeah. My name is Mad Max, and I approve this message.
DJ Max Heat, Conscious Thoughts, Conscious Entertainment LLC, ConsciousEntertainmentRadio.com, ConsciousEntertainment.us, and .com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat, MuseArtWorld.org. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all over, Blogger, Onzi, everybody out there know me. This is Conscious Entertainment, DJ Max Heat.
Hello?
All right, Vassia, I apologize for that delay. I'm kind of happy to have you on the phone today. So I want to thank you for taking the time to be around here with us.
Thank you so much.
How are you
for
tonight?
Having me. I really appreciate the support. Good, thank you. I just was in the studio and today, so just came back from that, and but I'm having a good day.
That's cool. You're recording something new?
Yeah, working on a project for Australia, and then I had a client earlier today because I teach songwriting as well, so...
That's awesome. I am sitting here talking with Vassy. Man, Vassy, your name. I'm looking at the Google right now. I pulled up the name Vassy, V-A-S-S-Y, and it brought up a whole bunch of information, a whole bunch of pictures and all kinds of places that people can find you at. If you don't mind, can you tell the audience where they can find you at online that you want them to go check out?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, which is at Vassy.com, V-A-S-S-Y. I'm on Facebook, which is, again, Vassy Fan. And I'm on YouTube, which is / Vassy Music.
Cool.
Oh, and I have a website, which is kissmyvassy.com.
Kissmyvassy.com. I'm going to try to forget. I'm going to ask you about that later. But I hear a little accent in your voice. Where are you from?
I am from Australia.
Australia. Now, you're in the States right now?
Yes, in America, Los Angeles.
How long have you been in America?
I've been in L.A. for two years now, just over 2 years.
How's it treating you out there, L.A.?
Oh, L.A.'s great. It's the place to be for anything in the music, that's for sure.
Okay, now I know that some of my audience may not know who you are, but Vassy's a singer-songwriter. She's got a lot of credits to her name. We're going to get into some of that stuff. But if you can, keep to the audience started in music, because it was kind of a funny story about the choir, I think, that when you were younger and how you got started. Do you mind giving that brief description?
Yeah, I was kicked out of school choir when I was young, when I was a kid, and I was told I couldn't sing, so that was kind of... and then, of course, years later, I ended up being, on radio, and I got signed to Warner's and Universal, and I was quite well known. I had a song playing all over radio in Australia, and then I moved to America because it was always my dream to live here. I got signed to Ultra in New York, and then I moved out here, and so much has happened. But this year, I put out my own album independently called Beautiful Day. And that's done really well. And now I'm doing a release in the fall through Audacious Records. And just all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah. The album, It's a Beautiful Day. Is that the Could This Be Love song?
Yeah, it's a video, right?
Yeah, man, that video is crazy. I love it. I love it. You know, I kind of just ran into you on the internet somehow, but like when I seen the video, I'm like, this is just so good. Can you kind of just like describe what's going on in the video? Because if people watch it, they're going to like be so amazed kind of with just the whole artistic feel that they may miss what's really going on. You know, what's the message? Could you give me a description of what's going on in the video?
Yeah, it's about a relationship. It's about when you get vulnerable and you start to fall for someone. And then it's really, the video has dolls in it and a lot of animation. And it's about seeing each other. It's about seeing perfection through your eyes when you love. And the dolls are really like, dolls are meant to be perfect, but in a way they're not. They have these like weird, they can't move their legs. And there's all these weird quirks, like, but yet you see perfect, you know? So it's a play on, right, on that. It's super quirky and...
I understand that. I really enjoy watching it. You had a great voice, too, and the songwriting was very unique. The way you perform, you look very comfortable. Have you always been this good?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm good or bad or wrong or right, but I just am me, you know? yeah, I'm just, I just do me, and I'm very natural with just being myself. And then, you know, you either like me or you don't. It's just kind of being authentic and being true to yourself as an artist. So
you've been doing it. How long have you been doing this music pursuit, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it's a handful of years now, about 5 years, 5-6 years since Australia. So, you know, it's definitely a journey. Things don't happen overnight.
Is the Australian market competitive as United States market? I'm not really very familiar with it. So is it very competitive like ours over here?
No, but it's, you know, it's a smaller market because there's only 20 million people.
Yeah.
So it's competitive, but a smaller pool of competition.
Okay. Well, you did pretty good, you know, jumping from one spot to the next. This is cutthroat over here. You know, I wanted to ask you about just the way you deal with your fans, because I was going through your social networking pages, and I was just, you know, getting familiar with the person, and I seen how you were interacting with your fans, you know. With all the success that you've had, you know, the TV show being placed, you know, music being placed on TV shows and the labels, the names, you know, most people disappear in a way and their fans are kind of like distant. But you seem to still, you know, interact with your fans and they seem to love it and they're really, really happy to meet you. How do you deal with having like 50,000, you know, views on each video and still dealing with, you know, individual fans?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time interacting with my fans. I try to really, I always like everything on Facebook when people comment. I value my fans because these days, you know, it's all about, I mean, really it is all about your fans, and they're the people that share your music and really give you a platform, and without them, you're not going to be anywhere. So they're very important, and they're the number one. So it's kind of hard because you spend a lot of time working and doing the business side and trying to, you know, get everything up and going. Yeah. But the most important thing is the fans. So I love my fans. I have people all over the place, and it's really cool to get all sorts of love from different people, you know?
Oh, yeah, they definitely... the numbers just show they love you. I wanted to ask you about, let's see, what's been some of, like, because I know it's not been all easy. You know, you're beautiful, you know, you're talented, of course, and the fans love you, but I know that it's been easiest path to get where you're at. What's been something that's been hard for you to overcome in your pursuit?
Look, it's hard doing what I do for a living, but definitely, you really like, it's hard. You've got to want it. You've got to really want it. And, you know, you make a lot of sacrifices being away from family, being away from just everything, you know, and starting fresh all over again. And,
yeah,
it's that's probably the hardest thing. But you, like I said, if you really want something, you have to persevere. But you've got to put the hard work in. You've just got to, you can't expect things to just fall on your lap, you know, and you've got to take the time to build the relationships, and there's a lot of things you need to mean to do.
I understand. You know, I was watching I looked at your music before you called me, so I was able to see different style, how you write and how you perform. I was pretty impressed. There's one song that stood out to me. I don't know how old it is, but I think it's called Lover Man, and it's the voice, you know, it was a lot different from the other voices that I heard you use, and I just thought it was really, really, really good, and it reminded me of, the sound that people don't really do anymore, you know, something that's kind of, like, soulful. It's got, a outdated feel to it, but I just really loved it. Like, when you go to the studio to record your own personal music, Is there a particular process? You got a team that you work with, or how do you handle that?
I work in different areas. You know, like I said today, I went and worked with a different producer on a project for Australia. The other day I was working on something for TV and film because my music gets in a lot of TV and film. The other day I was writing for Carmen Electra, and I'm going in tomorrow to cut a song that I wrote for her. It's like I'm a songwriter and I'm an artist, and I like helping other people. That's why I was teaching songwriting earlier today. So I kind of do whatever I can without stretching myself too thin, you know. But I just do what feels right. On Sunday, I'm talking at a big panel in Palm Springs. It's a music festival, and I'm been invited as a speaker to go and talk about everything that I've, you know, in the music business and how music business is these days as an artist, and how you have to also be your own manager and business person. So it's like, there's so much stuff, seriously.
I wanted to ask if you can give the audience, because the people listening that are going to be, you know, looking up to us, they want to, in a way, be in a position that you're in, you know, versatile, though. You know, you're versatile in different ways. You're versatile when you write songs, and you're versatile in how you handle your business. So if you can give the audience maybe some advice with that in mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I just kind of feel like just do what feels right for you. You know, yes. You've got to follow your heart. There's no right or wrong, but there's just right for you and your heart. You know, so if you're a dancer and that's one of your strengths, then you're an artist.
Oh, they want quite some. On the set. Oh, they want some. Mad Max on the radio. Yo, pass me the microphone. Mr. Mad Max.
Stay tuned for your VIP Mad Max live on the Pro Flow Show. Only on
Millennium Music Mission.
In the house.
Yeah, I used to be much Akron.